Box A, Shallow Copies. Take a look at the class here and notice that it has dynamic memory. The constructor allocates memory and the destructor frees it. Now move on to the main function. We allocate two instances of foo. We then dereference f and assign it to g. This works because every class gets an assignment operator by default, even if you do not write one. The default behavior simply copies memory from the source to the destination, byte by byte. So in this case, the pointer data member of F is copied to the pointer data member of G. Consequently, the pointer data members of both F and G point to the same data object. Moreover, the memory that G's data member pointed to before the assignment was never deleted, so we also have a memory leak. Now, when F is deleted or goes out of scope, its destructor will be called, which deletes the data its data member points to. After this is done, the pointer data member of G points to deleted memory, which can lead to errors because it is undefined to access deleted memory. So the moral of the story is that a byte-by-byte data copy, which is called a shallow copy, is insufficient for classes that have data members as pointers. Thus, the default behavior is unacceptable, and we will need to implement our own assignment operator. Box B, Deep Copies. In a deep copy, we ensure that each pointer points to its own data object. In this way, when one object is deleted, it does not affect the other object. Here, each object has its own copy of the data, and we don't get two objects sharing memory. Box C, overloading the assignment operator. To implement a deep copy, we overload the assignment operator as shown in the box. The first thing we do is test for a self-assignment. We say that two objects are equal provided that their memory addresses are the same. Next, we copy the object data, but not the memory addresses. Hence, the pointers point to different addresses, but the data at those addresses is a copy of each other. Thus, we have two separate copies of the same data. But again, the pointers point to different memory addresses. See the figure in box B. Finally, we return a reference to the this object. We do this so that we can chain assignments together. Note that, in addition to overloading the assignment operator, you often need to overload the copy constructor as well. The copy constructor is discussed in the textbook. Briefly, though, a copy constructor is used when you want to construct an object based on a copy of another object.